Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart.
Welcome to the I can't tell where show the journey will end. Everybody, Shawnee, get a piece. When I say everybody, I mean Welcome to the Daily Show, everybody. And I hope everyone has been enjoying the week. And I hope everybody, and I mean everybody, is enjoying the Wednesday. I'm going to kick things off in an unusual way because today is the day. If you've been listening, and I apologize for that, if you've been listening, you know that today is the day that we watch a movie. Well, I'm going to be watching a movie while doing the show. Kind of like a new take on the entertainment. But like throughout the movie, I'm going to be giving up this. Today's movie is Jaws Revenge. And I do want to say this. After, you know, maybe the first 2-3 movies, you know, you would think that, hey, you know, there's a lot of these big sharks around this area. Maybe we should put together a unit to, like, track them or something. You know, just say. But that being said, I also want to talk about something. Something that is, that could be just as menacing as a shark, but on land. Spider webs. Not the spider itself, because if I see the spider, I know to avoid it. But when you have the web on you, and you feel like after that, you're like, well, where's the spider? Is it on you? Like, how many people have taken off, like, their clothes just to see if there's a spider? Like, hey, check my back, is it there? Like, you're freaking out, you're looking for this spider that may or may not be on you. And that's the worst, because then after that, for like the next 20 minutes to an hour, you're looking at yourself, trying to figure out if the spider's on you. I walked into a spider web, and then like, and I know it was a spider web, because I looked down at my arm, and then I just saw like this light, like, the, you know, they glow in the sunshine, whatever, like they kind of give off like a little bit of light, and I was like, oh man. And then after a while, everything, when I was walking through the grass, I felt like the grass like tickling my like the bottom of my foot or whatever, because it was wearing flip-flops. I was like, is that the spider? I looked down, you know everything. After that, like after you walk your web, there's no beating, because it's, you never know. Like, you start like rubbing your arms, you start, why do we do that? Oh man, there was one point, like I opened my glove compartment. I guess the spider had like gone through like the engine or something, crawled its way through whatever it had to do. And then I opened my glove box, and there's a huge spider. You know, that's horrifying. Not on me, I'm sorry. There's a huge spider in, like, my little glove box. In. Like, it's not the glove compartment. It was, like, right over on the driver's side. And I keep the knickknacks, change, or whatever. I open that up, and this spider is just, staring at me. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And then it like falls out, and it falls on my arm, and I kind of sweep it off. And then I look around, and I'm like, oh, okay, where is it? I look on the ground. I don't see it on the ground because I'm sitting in the car. Like, I only stuck my arm out and swept it off outside, and I was like, where is it? And I was like, okay, I guess it's gone. I go to like my little destination. Or was I getting out of the car? I think I was getting out of the car. Either way, at one point, I get out of the car, and this is the part I remember specifically. I stand up. I'm wearing, like, shorts, like, gym shorts. I look down. It's on my leg. This spider is on my leg. And it's not a small one, either. It's, like, it was probably about the size of, like, the top part of your thumb. You know how, like, your fingers sectioned off in what appears to be 3 sections. The top part, so it's like a good size. And I guess that's proportionate to however big your thumb is. But either way, however you want to, like, you know, that's a big spider. And I was like, the fact that it was inside my, like, the little, like, first of all, inside the car, that's terrifying enough for me anyway. Because that means it snuck in there, it took the time. It's like, this is a nice place. And it's like, well, it's not for you. Like, oh my gosh. And then it was on my leg for however long. More than a second is long enough for me. I could have been bitten. Well, maybe I'd become Spider-Man. Swinging around. And then I'd give out my identity on the show because I'd have to talk about it. You guys will never believe what happened to me. I can stick to walls now. That would be the last episode. I'd be hauled away by, like, Area 51 or something. Tested for how to replicate this power. Well, what did you do that day? I don't know. I had apple juice. Which brand? Which brand? Please just let me go. No, but really, like, if I feel like the webbing, I always look for the spider. I always look for it because I'm like, whoa. The point of the web is to, like, alert the spider that something has gotten into its web. And that's a perfect, like, well, it's a trap. Essentially, it's a trap. And it's sticky. And it sticks to everything. I want to find out what makes it, like, anyway. I'm sure, like, there's, like, a National Geographic page or something like that that explains, like, why webbing is sticky. I haven't read it, but I think I remember watching something that explains it. Either way, it's gross because it comes out of the spider's butt. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're making a poop joke about spiders. Spider poop. That sounds like a really bad superhero. Spider poop. Like, anyway, as we roll along, I'm watching Jaws the Revenge, if you want to watch along with me. I don't know why they haven't set up, like, some kind of defensive team against these giant sharks at this point. And be like, you know what, guys, you know, this has happened a few times already. I think it's time that we set up, like, a defensive team or a squad that we can send out. What are we putting out into the water that, like, are drawing all of them here? So I just think that that's a few things to think about there. As we think about that before we have more thinking to do, because the question of the day is coming up. And you don't want to miss that. Why? I don't know. We'll figure it out when we get there. Oh, well, I know why. Because we didn't do them yesterday. Question of the day didn't happen, and the facts didn't happen. But they are happening today, whether you like it or not. So stick tuned, because it's coming right up, right here, for you. Keep it locked.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she
moves. Welcome back to the Daily Shift, where we have the question of the day just for you, and I hope it's something that you enjoy. Why? Because I am here for your entertainment. I'm here to make your week a little bit better, one day at a time. That being said, I want you to play a little game throughout your Thursday as it comes up upon us. Well, unless you're already there, then get ready to play this game throughout the day. And it's a game that it's not going to be like, oh, well, take a ball and keep juggling it and see how long you can juggle it. Blah, blah, blah. No. It's going to be a simple little word game. Anybody can do this. How often are you using filler words? And how long can you go without using them? Now, if you listen to the, the Wisdom app. If you listen on the Wisdom app, and you can go and you can re-listen to the episode or the time that we were on there. It was the Wisdom app, and you can find it under the Daily Shift, of course, with an exclamation point, the Daily Shift. You should pop right up, and you can also follow us there. But I was on there, I was doing an episode, I was doing a little show, and it came up with filler words. Somebody was saying, and then we played how long, like, who would win, like, between us, like, who would say first. Now, you could play this by yourself, you know. You could play this, like, and just keep track of it in your mind, like, okay, well, I said, like, three times, and I said, like, at the very, this was, I want to point this out, because me and this other individual, we were playing, and, they said, like, three times, or whatever, we went back and forth, and we're like, let's go again, like, we didn't count the word, for whatever reason, but we counted the word, and I think we counted the word, like, so, we went back and forth, like, she won, and then I won a few, and then she won, like, a few, it was so back and forth, and then, like, we tried to figure out, like, well, why do we say that, or whatever, like, why do we use filler words like that, and there was somebody who came into, like, the little box, or whatever it's called, and they talked to me, and, they were like, oh, well, the reason why I think they use, because they don't know what they're really gonna say, and blah, 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 and then, like, literally, like, 10 seconds into as he was saying that, he goes, and I was like, you just said it. I was like, it's not, so I was like, so whatever you're about to say, like, you just, no, that's not what it is. I personally think the filler words are you're trying to think of the correct word to use or how to phrase it. Because some people will just say, because they're, it's not just because it's, like, something that they do, it's a reflex, obviously, but it's also, like, it's just something that is to help them, like, give them time to also to express that maybe you're not done with your thought so that somebody maybe doesn't cut you off or, like, it's like, and then maybe they can help you think of the word. So if you're saying a sentence like, see, right there. I'm trying to think of, like, it gives you a little time to think, to let you know I'm not done with the thought, you know? See, why not go down, I'm sorry to cut my own train of thought off here, but I'm watching Jaws, and there's people, like, on a barge and stuff like that, and, you know, like I said, at this point, why wouldn't they? Like, every time I go into the ocean, I'd bring something that could, like, I'd bring, like, a stick of dynamite or something. How am I gonna light it? I'll figure it out. How am I gonna light a stick of dynamite underwater? So that was, see, this is how you know I'm not a professional shark, whatever. I wouldn't be on the shark squad. But I would be the person smart enough to stay on the beach. And you'd be like, okay, so we got all of them, right? All of them are gone. Yeah, no, like, the last one was, it was Jaws 2. No, you said that, and then Jaws 3 happened. And that one was in 3D, so I didn't like that. Anyway, moving on. I just think that maybe they should, take more precaution when it comes to, or, like, take the time out to build some kind of fencing, like, way out in the water or something, or a gate. I don't know. I'm sure there's things that can, they should be the experts. They should know exactly what to do. Okay, guys, well, this one's going to be a piece of cake. We all remember Jaws 3, right? Yeah. Well, this is the revenge. Oh. So something bad's going to happen. There's going to be a giant shark at some point. Anyway, moving on with the word, I think that it's just a filler word to just help you get some time, so that way you can think of the phrase or word that you really want to use, you know. And then it gets worse because if you can't think of the word and then you're like, oh my gosh, what's that word? I've had a friend actually. I've had a friend be like, oh my gosh, how many people have this experience where somebody was like, what's that word I'm thinking of? It's a ball that you bowl with. And we all just kind of looked at him like, you mean a bowling ball? That was one of the funniest moments. Like, I think we still tease him a little bit to this day. Like, but I mean, we don't go bowling that often anymore. So, I think that's hilarious. Oh no, it's going to get him. Oh no. Don't stick your leg out. Okay, that was more like you tried to latch on to them. Like you tried, okay, you tried to get eaten at that point. That one's on you. Y'all better get out the water. That doesn't seem like a safe place to be at all. That person, yeah, there's somebody. They're gone. You better get something sharp and try to stab the shark in the eye. Get him in its eye. Like, that's what I think that's like got to be like a soft spot at that point. Man. And that's, I'm not going to say anyway, because it's like somebody just died in a movie. That's a perfect segue. Anyway. Everybody, there's the hot dogs are ready. You know, why do people get closer to the water? I'd be more like trying to stand back so like people who know what they're doing can, you know, do their job. The shark squad. That's what I'm gonna call it. Jaw squad. Anyway, moving forward, we have the facts coming up. We have more movie updates that are gonna interrupt randomly. Still trying to figure out how I feel about it. But nonetheless, think about how often you use the word or like or filler words like, oh, you can add that in there if you like. But think about that as you play that game, as you go through the day, how quickly do you say it? How often do you say it? However you want to play it, do your thing. But I know just about everybody does that. And I think it's more to think. Just my take on it. And if you want, you can send me messages about it. If you like, on the Wisdom app, you can also send me messages on Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. Or you can call in and just request songs at the Jukebox Radio or Outside the Box Radio or My Spin Radio. All fantastic ways to listen, just like there's fantastic ways to listen to just the podcast. If you don't want to hear the music, you just want to hear me ramble on for whatever reason. You can. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, so many ways. Never an excuse. Just type us in on the search engine, The Daily Shift, with an exclamation point, and we should pop right up for you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Keep it locked. Where we have something interesting for you. They're called the facts. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everybody's ready for these facts because these facts come with 8 legs and multiple eyes and leave these webs everywhere for you. There's 8 strange but true spider facts. And if you want to follow along, you can at si.edu. Once again, that's going to be si.edu. 8 strange but true facts. I'm sorry, 8 strange but true spider facts. Now, there was other facts that I wanted to read. It was from another one, Arrow Exterminator, I think. I'll go over that. Actually, you know what? Here, I'll just give it to you now, just in case somebody wants to read those. It's going to be 25 interesting facts about spiders, and that's going to be arrowexterminating.com. Arrowexterminating.com. But I'm going to be doing these, the facts today, from si.edu. And it's 8. What is happening? 8, I'm sorry, 8 strange but true spider facts. Like, number one, some male spiders just want to be eaten. They must really, really hate their day job. Whatever they do with spiders, is like, you know what, I'm sick of making these traps, sick of rolling up these mosquitoes and gnats, and, oh, no, that's gross. So, and there's, like I said, in these facts, there's a little bit of a passage that you can read under all of these. So black widows are known for cannibalizing their males or their mates, but this doesn't actually happen all the time. I wonder how that conversation works with another spider. So, feeling hungry? Yeah, I could eat. They lean their head in like, you could eat. A gnat, maybe? Sure there isn't anybody else you want to eat? They're pointing to themselves. No. Yeah, I can go for a gnat. Come on and just eat me. Ah! My life. Ah, fine. I'll go and set another giant trap that a human's going to walk through. Don't walk through a black widow's web, by the way, because then I wouldn't even like take off my clothes. I'd find the closest thing of a giant thing of water and just jump in there. Unless there's jaws in it, like this movie right now, because you got this giant shark. Anyway, number two, spiders can see what we cannot. Certain species of solticides, jumping spiders, can see into spectrums we humans cannot. A few have been known to be able to see both UVA and UVB light. So really, it brought down a whole seaplane? Okay, this is getting ridiculous now. Anyway, number three, some tarantulas fling hair at predators. New World tarantulas are capable of flinging off tiny, irritating hairs, known as urticating hairs, I think that's urticating hairs, to deter potential predators, similar to a porcupine using the quills as a defense. Now, don't get it wrong. Porcupine do not shoot their quills. You know, they don't do that. But they are really like, they can infect and, like, if it stings the right animal or whatever the case may be, or not stings, but, like, they get caught. Like, they are barbed. Some are barbed. It depends. Anyway, moving on. Number four. Spiders can work together. Yes, I've seen that before. Like, I mean, when they have, like, a whole tree, it doesn't even look like it has leaves anymore. It's just like I didn't know you could make a spider tree. You know, like when you see like that whole thing, it's just, that's not one spider, that's the work of many. And there's a picture and also a passage there that you can read. Number five, spiders can go fishing. There are some ingenious ways spiders use to capture prey. For instance, the ogre-faced spider weaves a net between the front legs and then dangles above places where prey are likely to pass through. By using the web-like net, it scoops up hapless prey. So do they eat, like, right then and there? Or, like, do they just save it for later? Because most spiders I see, like, save it for later. I've seen, like, animals or insects escape because I'll go out and I'll see, like, a spider web and, like, it's caught in the spider web. Then later on, like, you go back and, like, it's gone. Like, that spider is no longer there. Anyway, or not spider, that insect is no longer there, but like the spider's like, oh, like it's around that area and I'll see it and I'm like, yep, you lost your dinner, buddy. Don't play with your food. Number six, spiders are real superheroes, are the real superheroes. For its weight, spider web silk is actually stronger and tougher than steel. Tell me about it. Yeah, like it got caught on me and I still have yet to get rid of all of it. Anyway, number seven, ants can be spiders in disguise. There are over 100 species of spiders that mimic ants by having evolved similar appearance and even similar pheromones. No. No. I refuse now. Now I'm over them. Now I really don't like spiders now. If I saw an ant that looked, if I saw, oh my gosh, and it really does. Oh my gosh. That's disturbing. So I'm not going to be able to like even like be around anthills. I'm going to be like, nope, that's a spider hill. Go ahead. We can go ahead and take that out. Ants 3, the revengeaning. I don't know. Spiders have inspired their own dance. Oh yeah, I've seen that. Have you seen that video where like the spider is like going left and right, like in a mirror or something like that? During the 16th and 17th century, it was believed that a bite from a species of wool spider named tarantula, found in Toronto region of Italy, would be fatal unless the victim engaged in frenzied dancing to a specific piece of music. Really, it inspired a dance locally known as the tarantula. Like, I can only imagine what happens there. Oh no. Oh no. Oh yeah, wow. Yep. Yep. Well, that's what happens when there's a shark involved. Yep. In case you're wondering, yes, somebody else did just die. It's really. Stop calling his name. Like, he's being eaten. Like, he's going through enough right now. Like, what? What do you want? It hurts. Like, you didn't want to jump in and seize the moment to try to attack. Anyway, what we are going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to finish out the entertainment. I think by the time we come back, this movie might be over. I think we're nearing the end. Like, there's so much destruction. I don't know why people don't bring more people. It's like, hey, there's this giant shark out there. They all know about it because they all saw it. Like I said, like, even in the movie. Anyway, I'll talk more about it later. Right now, it's time for a break. We're going to take it. We're going to come back. And we're going to have some more fun. All you got to do is keep it locked. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirits, I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave. I feel so close to you right now, it's a force field. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Daily Show, where we tried something new today, just watching a movie throughout the show. A couple of updates here and there. You know what? Next time, I'm gonna try to get the timing just right, so that way the movie ends as the show is ending. We get to get the ending. It's already over. There was a couple of things that I was curious about that was happening there, but you know what? It is what it is. It was Jaws the Revenge. And I feel like I said, like, they definitely should have had, like, some kind of way to stop the different Jaws that apparently appear. Because I'd be like, okay, so let's do some research, like how many shark baby sharks do sharks normally have, because that means that there's probably more, and it made it with something, you know. So that's a factor, you know. There's that. And actually, you know, it's perfect that I did facts about spiders today. I didn't even think about this. I did not plan this out at all. But I watched the movie Cobweb the other day, and it was actually pretty good. Weird, but good, you know. It was an interesting movie. Anthony Starr was in it. Who was that kid actor? Because he did a really good job too. Like, he wasn't like, you know how like when you watch, and my sister and I, we talked about this. Like how sometimes children actors and actresses can like be annoying, but there are rare occasions when they're not. Like in the movie Logan, fantastic. She did a phenomenal job. Lizzie Kaplan. Oh, how did I not remember that? Cleopatra Coleman. She was surprisingly like the annoying character. But you also, when you get like responses like that, that's also meaning that you're doing your job, because you're supposed to be the annoying person. You're supposed to be receiving like, getting emotion from people. So Cleopatra, when she played, anyway, I'm not going to spoil it. Well, if you see the trailer for Cobweb, then you'll know what I'm talking about. She plays a teacher, and it was a really good movie. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I'm going to give that movie a 7, maybe a 7.5. Jaws, I'm going to go ahead and give that a... Well, Jaws Revenge, sorry, not Jaws, but Jaws the Revenge. I'm going to give that movie a 4. Why? Because they should have been more prepared for that movie. You know, they knew it was coming. Like, after the third one, it's like, okay, so... Anyway. Death on the Nile was the movie with Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile. Those movies came out. And there was another one, but now there's going to be another one. I think it's called like Murder Mystery or something like that. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be an interesting movie, worth definitely the watch. All you have to do is wait for it to come out. Exorcist The Beginning, I believe that's what it's called, Exorcist Beginning. That's also going to be released sometime this year. There's a lot of the horror movies are coming out right now. So it's now is the one time, to get invested, go ahead and check them out, because there's going to be some interesting movies, in my opinion, that are going to be released, and it's going to be horror movies mainly, especially now that we're coming up on that time. It's right around the corner, Halloween, you know. I know that we got to get through some other days. But that doesn't mean you can't have fun in between, just like you have fun in between the weeks, in between the days. And now that we are officially done with Wednesday, unless you're about to be done with it, and I want you to end it on the right note. So with that, I say good night. But if it's Thursday and you're already starting your day and you're ready to go out and have some fun and enjoy everything that is Thursday, then I say good morning. This is The Daily Shift. We will see you all next time.
The sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me.